Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to bring to you a word from a couple of verses from Psalm 119. And we call our thought for today, according to love and according to justice. Here's the two verses, Psalm 119, verses 148 and 149. Here we go. My eyes are awake through the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. O Lord, revive me according to your justice. Now, in the previous line, that's verse 147 of Psalm 119, the psalmist spoke of how he rose early in the morning to seek God and his word. Now he adds that he also stayed awake through the night to think about God and his word. He said, "My eyes are awake through the night watches that I may meditate on your word." Jesus himself was the ultimate fulfillment of this man of Psalm 119, the man who loves the word of God. Jesus sometimes prayed early in the morning, Mark chapter 1, verse 35, and on some occasions Jesus prayed all night long. That's in Luke chapter 6, verse 12. The psalmist stayed up in the night to meditate on God's words. We might define this as taking the Bible's teachings so deliberately into our mind and into our heart that the truth of God's word becomes part of how we think. Proper meditation on God's word makes us think differently and act differently. This determined seeking after God brought forth a desire in the psalmist. This is what he says. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness, O Lord. Revive me according to your justice. The psalmist asked God to hear him according to the goodness and mercy, that is the loving kindness of God. He also asked God to revive him according to the justice of God. Both are reasons to pray and to have confidence in our prayers before God. You see, according to your loving kindness, we can pray. Lord, I know that I don't deserve to be heard by you, yet I believe that you are rich in grace and mercy. Please, according to your generous and kind love, hear my prayer. According to your justice, we can pray. Lord, I know that my sins are righteously forgiven because of what Jesus did on the cross. I know that you have forgiven me according to your justice, and as one so forgiven, I pray. I also know that you, according to your justice, see the righteousness of my cause with those who are against me. Because of these, please bring me new life. Those are great prayers to pray, especially the thought, revive me according to your justice. Though revival from God is never deserved, it still can be asked for according to the justice of God. It can be prayed for based on the justice-satisfying work of Jesus Christ. It can also be prayed for with an eye to honoring the justice of God on earth, especially when wickedness abounds. It's a great time to pray for true revival and to ask that it begins in me. Let's pray that way today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.